We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I don't talk like a teenage girl.
You really
teenage
do.
Teenage girls talk like me.
106.5, The End.
We need wake-up call listeners for this one. 916-766-1065. What did your parents start doing, but only after they got old? Now, I mean, sometimes it sucks to think about your parents getting old, right?
Of course.
But there's a lot of things that as people get older and they start to retire, they have the opportunity of doing different things that they might not have been able to do before they retired. And Gavin, your dad did something that you've never seen him do before.
Never, never, never in the entire life that I've known him, okay? He has started, my dad is, he's really close to 70. He may not be 70 yet. And he lives by himself in a very hermit-like lifestyle.
He has for decades.
Right. But now it's worse because he lives in the mountains in Pennsylvania. The mountains.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know why this started. It was way before COVID, but he said, I'm going to grow a beard. Now, my dad has had beards in my life, but they have been neatly kept.
Okay.
Very short.
Sure.
Okay. That has gone out the window. And my dad is this man now who grows a very large, bushy beard. Now, hold on. It gets better and more intriguing because my dad, yes, has a smartphone, but doesn't know how to take pictures with it, nor apparently has a plan that allows him to send or receive pictures.
Oh, wow. Perfect.
Okay. So my dad would tell me every once in a while when we would have a phone call, he would give me a beard update.
Okay.
I would say, are you still growing that beard? He goes, yeah. And then give me details about the beard.
It's okay.
But I couldn't see it.
Mm.
Anyway, I couldn't see it. He doesn't even have a profile picture on Facebook.
Yeah, like, no, he doesn't.
So it was just this vision that I had in my head. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I pictured it being scraggly. I pictured it being very unkept and stuff like that. Finally, he goes to his sister's house just the other day. And she does have technology
and stuff like that.
She snaps a picture. She sends it to me. This has been going on for like a year. And I see a picture of my dad's bushy beard. And I think it looks fantastic.
Oh, my God. He looks like David Letterman.
Doesn't he look kind of good?
Oh, yeah. He looks good.
He looks really good.
Because he still has his normal short hair on top. But this bushy David Letterman-esque beard.
Yeah.
And it's gray. It's mostly gray, you know? And I'm like, Dad, I called him right away. I was like, I think you look fantastic with this beard.
And Katie hates beards.
Yes, but I do love his dad.
Thinks they're trash. Doesn't like the people that have them.
My husband got a beard and it does seem to be turning the tide. But your dad's beard looks better than Rain's.
You know, I hate to say it, but I agree with that.
Fine. That's fine. A lot of people have better beards than me. I'm fine with it.
Well, thank God, because what choice did you have? The other thing your dad started doing, and now putting the two together, I don't know if it's good or bad, At one point, he just started wearing a leather cowboy hat.
It's not leather. It's cloth. I believe they're called Stetson hats.
Okay.
They look like cowboy hats,
yeah,
but they're not a full-on cowboy
yes,
hat.
Yes, it's like a flimsy cowboy hat.
Yeah, it's like it's more of the Tommy Bahamas brand of yeah, cowboy yeah. hat or
casual
something like that.
Casual cowboy.
Yeah. So, yes, that's true. Like, in the last, like, 10 to 15 years, he's like, you know what? Son of a bitch, I'm going to be a cowboy hat guy.
You know, my dad weirdly and obsessively took up archery.
Archery.
Interesting.
Yes. And he said to me, Katie, you got to be careful with this stuff because it goes deep.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
The world of archery is so much deeper. It is a well that never ends. You cannot find the bottom. He has several bows now. Some require not the leather, like, guard for your arm that you would expect, but different arm accoutrements.
For different bows?
Yes.
Huh.
And it's weighted properly for him so nobody else could fire it because then maybe they'll throw it off.
Wow, he's like Hawkeye.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The fact that he hasn't started carrying it on his back yet, it's amazing.
So why did he start that just as an old man?
Why did your dad start wearing a leather hat?
It's not leather, it's cloth.
Sorry.
We've talked about this on the show. My parents, all of a sudden, out of the blue, started going to Mexico every year on my birthday. To celebrate my birthday?
Without me. Yeah.
So that sounds like Rain's parents, when they got old, decided to start going to Mexico. I think what the answer is, when Rain's parents got old, they started trolling him.
Yes.
Oh, and I love it.
And it was right after they retired. And then it's like, hey, every year we go to Mexico. I mean, they almost got stuck in Mexico this year.
Yeah.
Because my birthday's in March and all the COVID stuff started
happening. And they were like, we're not missing our annual trip. We're Mexico people.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
On my birthday. Someone texted in at 73389, going to Disneyland all the time.
Oh, that's adorable.
Oh, that would be me. That's going to be me and my wife when we get old.
That's adorable.
We're talking about what your parents started doing, but only after they got old. Going to Disneyland all the time. Now annual pass holders probably go 20 days a year. Only took us once as a child.
That's amazing.
916-766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Anna from Rockland, good morning.
Good morning.
What did your parents start doing, but only after they got old?
My dad, he kind of was always OCD, but it got really worse when he got older. And so when he retired, he started to roll all the coins that he owned. And it was like not so he could turn them into the bank, but just so he could roll them up, lay them out, and organize them like by length. And when he needed the change, he'd carry them in his pocket. And it would weigh down his pants so much that his pants would sag and he would look ridiculous.
Yeah, my dad did that too. Yes, my dad did that too. I don't know. When we went, and so almost 2 years ago, my dad had a stroke. And I flew back to Pennsylvania where he lives, and I helped him move out of his apartment. And when we went back there, and he had hundreds of dollars in coins, all wrapped.
Why didn't he just take it to the bank?
I don't know.
It's like they want to have it around.
Yes. Yes, it's something they can hold in their hand. Your newfangled debit card, F that. They can hold a coin, $10 a quarters in their hand.
Right. Thanks, Anna. Have a great day. Keith from Lodi, good morning.
Morning, guys.
What did your parents start doing, but only after they got old?
My mom, she started insanely collecting holiday dishware. It's this stuff called Spode.
Oh, I know Spode.
I don't know what Spode is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's like China. It's specifically for Christmas, and it has its own very, you know, unique Christmas tree on it. And I mean, I think you could get everything you could ever possibly think of with this Spode Christmas pattern on it, right?
Oh yeah. Like, she always liked it, and she'd pick up a piece here and there over the years. She had, like, a few. But then as she got older, she became obsessed with it. Like, she's got thrift stores that will call her if they get them, you know, to like,
oh my gosh.
She runs out and gets
yes.
it. But here's the thing. Now, she keeps the table set with it year round.
What?
And, it, you know, and you walk through the dining room and it's all set out there like some ghosts are having their Christmas party, you know?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.